With me in the studio this morning is Ryan Smith from the local film production company Passive Aggressive Films. And you're working on a full-length horror comedy musical film that you're calling Eldritch USA. And you've started a Kickstarter campaign to help raise the funds to the production funds necessary to do it. Talk a little bit about your involvement, how you got involved in film production, and talk a little bit about the company, Passive Aggressive Films. First of all, we can kind of get to know you that way.
So Passive Aggressive Films is an LLC that's primarily composed of me, but we bring on people... We bring on people to work on film projects such as Eldritch USA. The story is one that I wrote over the last couple years. Started as a small idea, bounced it off some friends, and kind of built it out. As far as my start in film, it's kind of funny. I started off wanting to work in comic books, and I found out pretty quickly that I wasn't that great at drawing. So
that's a kind of a liability.
It makes it difficult. Yeah, so it can be. I did find that I liked the framing of comic books and the way you could tell a story with that, and that actually translated very easily into doing film. So I started researching how to do special effects shots, how to do compositing, and just kind of started with short films. I did some corporate films for the other company that I work for, and working into this now.
You ever had a Sato 48 entry?
I worked on a Sato 48 entry. We missed it by, I believe, 10 seconds. It was a heartbreaking moment.
Yes. They Jeff can be very stringent about that, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had the computer in the lobby putting the file on the card. No. And it was so close.
What a heartbreak, you know. But you now are working on a feature-length film, and actually, the Kickstarter campaign has been very successful for you. Where are you at right now as far as the what you've received?
So we're currently at 69%. It's still considered a low-budget film. I think the goal right now is only about a little bit over $11,000.
That's a low-budget film.
It is. It is a low-budget film.
Oh, yeah.
But we are currently at, I think, over $7,500 now. So we're almost there, and we still have 3 weeks to go. So there's still time to bring it
in. The campaign concludes on April the 3rd. Well, let's talk about the film. Eldritch USA. I'll let you describe it. I mean, I've got the written stuff, but you know, I think it'll be better if you talk about it.
So it is definitely, it could be labeled as a quirky film. It is a horror and a comedy and a musical, which is very ambitious to bring all three of those together. So all of the music is original. It was all made by local artists, and it's going to involve local talent. So we have gone through the process of very intentionally putting music in places throughout the film where it's not just something happens in the film, they sing a song, and then something else happens. It is music that moves the story forward so that you get from point A to point B by the time you get to the end of the song.
Okay.
So it is very entertaining from that perspective. It's got some spooky elements to it. It's all about two brothers. One of them is accidentally killed, and then the other one ends up trying to bring him back to life. And whenever he does, he's successful, but things go wrong.
As they often do in those cases.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, in the trailer, the main song that you hear in the trailer is called It Doesn't End Well. And his buddy is trying to convince him, hey, don't bring your brother back to life. It's not going to end well. And he keeps giving examples from Stephen King stories where it doesn't work right.
So have you done any production on video production on this so far?
So what we've done so far is a proof of concept trailer. So we got together, and over the course of one weekend, we spent about 24 hours filming, and then we spent a few months adding special effects, color grading, adding the music, and that's what you can see on the Kickstarter now, is being able to see that. And then we are hoping to begin filming, you know, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, as long as the Kickstarter is successful.
And again, you're almost 70% of your goal financially for that right now. Kickstarter.com/projects/EldritchUSA, one word, /Eldritch-USA. Or just go to Kickstarter and search for Eldritch, ELDRITCHUSA. And they have a Facebook page, and you have a dedicated website to EldritchUSA.com. And, you know, the blending, as the publicity blurb says, the blending of genres should appeal to fans, like you say, of quirky cinema in the same vein as Little Shop of Horrors, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, The Voices, and The Muppets.
The reason for that is that we're intentionally trying to keep the visuals very bright, very cheerful, but there's still this underlying story of something that's kind of dark that's going on.
It's hard to do bright and cheerful in a horror film.
It is, and that's part of why I brought in, if you haven't seen The Voices, it's it's rated R, but it's very bright, very cheerful, but you realize that there's something wrong with this guy. So it's kind of it's very interesting the way it plays out.
Now you actually brought a prop with you. We'll have a photo of it on our web story when we put this up on ksmu.org on our homepage. What is it that you brought there?
So it is a book that is called The Necronomicon. So a lot of the inspiration for some of the things that happen in the story come from an author from a long time ago called H.P. Lovecraft.
Yes.
So he wrote a lot of what's called cosmic horror. He was very interesting in that a lot of his stories all tied together in unique ways, which was kind of unusual for the time period.
Were his stories humorous in any way or?
No, typically they weren't. So I'm definitely taking a lighter take on it.
Yeah.
And part of that is I want to be able to appeal to a wider audience. I have several kids. I've got a grandkid. I would like to be able to make something that I can watch with my children, and I'm not worried about them being like, you know, Dad, why did you make something like that?
Dad, are you crazy? Well, you know, you almost have to be to try to get something this big and ambitious going, and
yes.
You're well on the way. It's from what it sounds, the way it sounds. Anything else people need to know right now?
Just the big thing with Kickstarter is that it is all or nothing. So as close as we are to the goal, and I'm confident that we'll make it, it's still every dollar counts. And so if it gets down to the line and we end up, you know, at the last second $5 short, we still don't get it. So we, of course, would love to go above and beyond because that will increase the production value of what we are creating. But step one is we've got to hit that funding goal.
Well, if you're interested in helping out, you can go to Kickstarter.com. Just search for Eldritch, Eldritch USA. And I'm sure there's a link to Kickstarter on your webpage too, EldritchUSA.com, and on your Facebook page.
And there's a number of different perks that you get by backing it. It's not just simply, hey, give us money. I mean, you get DVD copies, Blu-ray copies. You can get IMDb credits the Necronomicon that I brought into the studio. If somebody decides they want to be an executive producer, they also get props from the films and get main billing on the films as well.
Well, there it is. Ryan Smith is the producer, executive producer, I guess you could say, director of this proposed feature-length horror comedy musical film called Eldritch USA. They're raising money for it right now through Kickstarter, almost 70% of the way there already. And the campaign continues and concludes, I should say, on April the 3rd. And so you're directing as well.
I am.
Are you acting in it?
I might be in there somewhere on the side as just like a little cameo or something like that. But no, I'll spend most of my time behind the camera kind of giving guidance for the vision.
Well, all right. Ryan Smith of Passive Aggressive Films. Good luck with that. And it sounds like you're, like I said, you're already well on your way. So, well, all right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right.
We can get a little bit of interest build up in what you're doing.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.